Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about living with courageous motives, looked at a variety of ways we do that, and going to wrap up the broadcast part of the week talking about pure motives. And we began the week talking about motives that are understood and knowing that God understands our motives, motives that are weighed by God, exposed motives, how to overcome motives, and in the midst of all of that, we've kind of skirted around this issue of pure motives. 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 3 says, "For the appeal we make does not spring from error or impure motives, nor are we trying to trick you." Paul would run into times when people were skeptical. It wasn't unusual for him to be questioned about what he's doing, why he's doing it, what authority he has. And Jesus was the same way, consistently being questioned by the religious leaders specifically about his authority, about why he did what he did. And so it should not be all that surprising when you and I have our motives questioned. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. The bad thing is if they don't hold up to scrutiny. If there is selfishness behind it, if there is greed, if the reasons we do what we do are not pure. And when Paul writes and he confirms and he addresses the issues of tricking people or doing things out of impure motives, he consistently calls for them to examine his conduct, to see how he would work tirelessly to share the gospel, to bring the good news to people, and at times even he would eventually say neglecting the responsibility of those that he served to help meet his needs. And probably the thing that we need to be aware of is that the questioning of our motives is going to happen. There are always people that wonder, that are unsure, that jump to conclusions. And there are times that those people are us. You see, it's not just others that question our motives. It's us that question our own motives, that even question the motives of others. It's why I can be so confident we'll face that type of questioning, because it seems to be a part of the nature of who we are. I don't want to be duped. I don't want to be tricked. And so there's this level of skepticism that can be healthy, but it also needs to be something that we're aware of. And more so than considering and looking and trying to determine whether the motives of others are pure, we ought to first examine ourselves. We ought to first look at why we do what we do. Are we confident enough to tell people that whatever it is that we've done, whatever it is that we've requested, whatever we're seeking, it is not from impure motives. It's not being brought about by trickery or some degree of falsehood. You see, pursuing and living with pure motives says I have to take myself and my thoughts and my desires captive, as God would say, and make them obedient to Christ. Doesn't mean we won't be questioned. It doesn't mean we won't be challenged. It doesn't mean we won't be doubted. Paul was all of those things and yet could still write with confidence that he had come to them, he had appealed to them with complete purity of motives. And sometimes there's that fine line of wanting people to come to know Jesus, of wanting people to follow Him, of being saved, of being rescued from their sin, of being restored. And simply wanting people to show up at a church building so that I look good, so that we look good, so that we're bigger than the church down the street. And it's probably a fair question to ask in everything that we do as church congregations, but everything we do as an individual. Is this really about promoting Jesus, or is it about promoting self? Because when we begin to ask that question, we begin to examine our motives. Now, the fun part is that much of what we do can be done with purity of motives, and it unfortunately can be done with impure motives. And it will look outwardly very similar. But the Bible is pretty clear that God knows the heart. He understands and realizes what motivates us. And He longs for that motivating factor in our life to be Him. And when we ask God to purify our motives, to purify our heart, to purify our thoughts, it requires a submissive spirit on our part. It requires a humility that lowers ourselves, that removes us from the pedestal, and acknowledges God's place as number one, as supreme, as authority. See, we live with pure motives when it's our desire that people know Jesus. It's our desire that people are transformed, with no thought, with no regard as to whether we get anything out of it or not. Today, as we look at our life, as we pray, as we talk with God, as we listen to Him, that question ought to be ringing through our mind. Why do I do what I do? And examine those areas. You see, when we follow God, when we live with pure motives, we reap the benefit of God's blessings. We reap the benefit of His presence. And so it's not that we get really harsh or down on ourselves. It's not that we reject anything that would look like it brings good to us. It's not about the outward results or appearance. It's about the inward, that others likely won't see, likely won't understand, but that God sees and understands fully. When we live life growing in these pure motives, God says, when we seek Him, we'll find Him. When we pursue Him, He will be caught. That when we trust in Him, when we place our trust in Him, when we honor Him with our life, when we allow His Spirit to transform us, that He will give us the desires of our heart. And His promise is that that's a blessing, that's a gift. It's not something we earned, it's not something we even seek. It's not something we do certain things so that we can get what we want. Living with a purity of motive says, I simply want Jesus. And the God that knows the desires of my heart can fulfill those. Not because I'm pursuing them, but because I'm pursuing Him. As we spend time praying this morning, I would encourage you to consider your own motives. It's much easier to look at the motives of others. It's not very accurate usually, but it's easier. And try to determine the purity of their motives. And we've talked about that already this week. But the real test is talking with God about your own motives. Asking Him to purify and make those motives perfect. You spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself. Your love has made Yourself available, that we can find You no matter where we are, when we turn and would seek You with a whole heart. Father, today I pray that You would help us to look deep within ourselves, to consider accurately why we do what we do. Whatever it is, why we do what we do in relationships with others, why we do what we do in our free time, why we do what we do in our relationship with You. And as we give that careful thought, may You purify our motives. May we come to a greater understanding of what pure motives look like, both in serving You and in serving others, in the way we love You, the way we love people. And Father, may this purity of motives help us to persevere when results aren't always what we really would have liked. But the result is focused on you. Father, may we be careful not to set up expectations that are really about us. May you purify our hearts, our minds, our thoughts, everything that we do. So that we would rejoice when your will is accomplished, whether it looks like what we wanted or not. And Father, may you work in our life, may you purify our motives such that your will being accomplished is what we want. That our will begins to dissolve and is overcome by your will leading our life. Father, today, may you help us to be honest. Honest with others, honest with you, but probably more importantly, Father, help us to be honest with ourselves. And may this desire and growth and a purity of motives help us to interact with others well. We're not disappointed when they don't respond to us, when they don't benefit us, when they don't do what we think they should, but we're disappointed when they don't respond to you. And we continue to be faithful and loving and serving and caring and sharing. Father, may you lead us, and may we willingly follow. And as you transform us, may the light of Jesus within us shine brightly. And may our desire be that in whatever we do, whatever we say, that we would lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.